Well, Jamesy, congratulations. I know by the smile you're a happy man.
I'm a happy man. It's been a long time coming, you know, and the lads have put a lot of work in, you know, and it's just brilliant to get over the line.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Charlie earlier, I couldn't believe it when the whistle went that we were actually here. It's just a mentality thing that we've been getting beat for so long. And you know, listen, Bert has been the benchmark, and we're just glad now we were actually up there. And
And, you know, you got off to the good start, and, you know, you looked to be coasting, and then they got the goal.
That's right. Well, we definitely said we wanted a good start for the last three finals. We've got the opposite, you know, so... But we always knew they were going to come into it. They got a goal out of nothing, really, as Bert do, you know. They're just such a good clinical team. But we felt we stood the ground and we weathered the storm. We said at half-time, listen, boys, you do one nothing easy. Nothing good anyway in life comes easy, so we're going to have to go out and fight for it. And if we fight...
You suppose Aaron's goal was a great start, wasn't it, really?
Aye, well, listen, Aaron's a full first cousin of mine, you know, and... I shook him at half time because he wasn't giving us enough. I felt, and I know the talent that's inside him. He's a wonderful first touch hurler, and just to see him do that was a very special moment for us, you know, for the family as well, because he's put a lot of work into this, and his father being manager, you know, it's a lot of pressure too on the caddy. Like, he's only a young fella, so I'm delighted for him.
Yeah,
I'm delighted for Davy White too. His wife had twins there during the week. You know, it's been a big week for the club.
And you know, you pulled away, and then you seemed to set back for a while, or they came into it and had a couple of chances, and actually they came back to 3 points at one stage.
Well, listen, you know yourself, Tom, in any sport, like, you're never going to dominate for 60, 70 minutes. It just never happens, like, you know. When they come in, they got their purple patch, and it was just very important for us to stand our ground and hopefully try and get up the field and tag a point or two on ourselves, just keep the scoreboard moving. But, you know, the goal really at the start of the second half really set down a marker that, listen, we're not going to lie down today. It's going to take a big effort to get over us. So.
Yeah. How many championship seasons is this now for Jamesy Donnelly?
Jesus, man, I don't know if I should say it or not. I think it's 17, maybe 18, you know.
Yeah.
It's a long time coming. I remember starting playing for a club, and if we got 3 points against Bert, it was a big thing. Do you know? And we've come a long way, you know. It's to do with a lot of hard work from a lot of good people. You know, my brother Martin there, he's working every Sunday morning now with the young fellas. There was nearly 100 in Conway last Sunday, which was brilliant. You know, my own family's coming after, a lot of nephews and nieces, and that's important, and that's what happened with this group of players. There's a lot of good people like behind them, you know, and we're just delighted now. And I don't think without mentioning the great Seamus McCormick, you know, man was the heart and soul of hurling our club, and we lost Seamus a few years back, and we're all thinking of Seamus now.
Yeah, obviously it means a lot to you, you know. It's two championships now. How does it compare with 2010?
Oh, well, 2010, I was 26 years of age and I was the captain. And now today, my second cousin's 26 years of age and the captain. And to be honest with you, today is more special to see Trout go up and lift the cup. He's like a wee brother to me, and just to see him. And I know how hard he's worked this year. And, you know, he's really had to sacrifice his own game. He's a scoring forward. He's had to come back to midfield and cover holes. And he's a great stick man. We're delighted to have him. And I suppose, listen, I have two medals and I'm delighted with it, but... to see Trout go up the steps was really special, Tom.